On both sides. We're going to begin now. Now, Rabbi Michael, if you can,
thank you.
If you can, if we can start Maariv exactly at 25 minutes after Shkia, what time will that be?
6:53.
So let's stop at 6:53 because we have a meeting, Rabbi Blum and I, at 7:15. That is about $7 a minute. $8 a minute it's charging, costing us. So I cannot be late for that meeting with our lawyer. I think I'm not exaggerating. How many dollars a minute is it? Yeah, it's about $8 a minute.
So,
if you have the microphone, that's great. I don't know what, I've never used a microphone. All right, let's begin. You recording this one here? All right, we are in the Avas Chesed, in the Psicha still, believe it or not. We did Seif Aleph, the first Isser Daraisa, which is really a double. Hishamer Lecha, Pen Yeh Davarim Belial, Levavacha Belial. That Pasuk that has two Daraisas contained in there. The Rambam says the double Daraisa is in order to make people, to emphasize the seriousness of it, of not lending someone money because you're afraid Shemitah is going to come and you're going to lose your money. Don't think that way. Give the money anyway. And you have an Isser Daraisa, double Isser if you don't. And then we said the Rabbeinu Yonah brought, and the Chafetz Chaim brings it lahalacha, that this is not dafka in the Shnas HaShemitah that you're going to get this double Daraisa, but rather, do I have to hold it in my head? What does it work?
Kind of, I think, on the standard.
Just leave it on the standard?
Yeah, I remember this. Okay. Is that good enough?
Yes? Okay. And Rabbeinu Yonah, who the Chafetz Chaim brought, said it's a kal v'chomer when you don't lend someone money because you're afraid he's not going to pay you back. Kal v'chomer when there's no Shemitah and there's nothing for you to really worry about other than your anxiety, right? But there's no daraisa that's going to knock your debt out. All the more so your isser, your chet is even bigger because you didn't lend the money. That was a chazara of last time when I couldn't see you and I just saw your Aryeh Huda Balel's fingers and clapping. Okay, now we go to number Daraisa number two that you will regularly transgress if you do not lend money. Bays upstairs. Lifamim shehu over gamken al yedei minias hatova, by you withholding. Minias hatova is withholding good to your friend. You're withholding good to him by, you don't want to lend him. I'm not lending you my item, my money, whatever it is. You're going to transgress the law of the lo tikom, of vengeance. Not lending could turn into vengeance. And it's a daraisa law. Kagon, what's the situation that could come up that would generate the iser? Shehu bikesh memenu lasos lo tova. Natan asked, Natan asked Moshe Jacobson. Natan Jacobson asked Natan. It's been a very, very long day for me. I can't even tell you. No, Reuben and Shimon. Bezalel and Tuvia. That's easier names. Bezalel asked Tuvia for a favor. Can you help me? Can you help me schlep some boxes or something? B'davar she'elas mamon. Or you asked him for a loan. He asked Tuvi for a haircut or for a loan of money. V'kayotze bazeh. Or anything similar. And what happened? Tuvi said, no thanks. Sorry, I'm not helping you. Lo hitivo. He didn't do the good deed for him. So Bezalel asked for a loan. Tuvi said, no. V'avur zeh. Now what happens? As a result of this interaction, kisheba achar kahu etzlo. Now Tuvi shows up in Bezalel's house in the dorm room. Umevakesh mimeno ezetova. Now Tuvi asks Bezalel, can you lend me something? No ke mimeno. He takes vengeance against him, Bezalel, against Tovi, Vigomel lo kimifalav, and he bestows upon him what he deserves. Nothing. Over al yedei menias hatova. Now, when Bezalel doesn't give Tovi the loan, Bezalel did an issur d'oraisa of what? Vengeance. Tovi did no issur. He's just a cheap bum. Okay? Oh, bum in South Africa, it's different. He's not a good guy, okay? He's a cheap guy. He doesn't like to lend money. Fine, he didn't do an Isser Dara. Maybe he did the Isser of not lending if you were poor, according to one position, when you really needed the money, maybe he did that Isser. But regarding vengeance, he didn't do any Avera. He has a mental problem. He doesn't like to give loans. Bezalel. Number two, when he's responding to Tovi and saying, I'm not giving you, you didn't give me yesterday, I'm not giving you a loan. You didn't get me kafix, I'm not giving you anything.
This is different.
Now he has an issur d'oraisa because he is acting out of anger because Tovi didn't do something nice for Bezalel. Now when Bezalel does the same thing, the same not nice thing. He has an issur d'oraisa of vengeance. Yes, Natan Putyamko.
This is different to if he's not in the position of giving.
No, he's got money in his pocket, Bezalel. He says, what are you, chutzpah b'tzuvi? You come in over here right after I asked you yesterday for 5 shekels to go to Kafix. You said no. And now you ask me? Get out of here.
No, but if he's not being that arrogant, he's just...
Nobody's being arrogant. He's being vengeance. Nekama. He's being vengeful. If he doesn't have the money, of course he doesn't have an issur. He doesn't have to give money. It's not about Tovi.
Does he have to put an effort into maybe, one second I can tell you this guy does have
money. No. If he's not doing the kindness because he's angry because of what Tovi did to Bezalel yesterday, then he has an issur d'oraisa. You understand? Fine. That is an issur d'oraisa of lo tikkun, but it's going to get worse. Let me get in here because we're not moving. The kol shekein was better when you guys were muted. The kol shekein im misin aso oso mifarsam obeir she'eno batuach. Even worse would be if all of a sudden Bezalel opens up his mouth and starts telling people he can't lend this guy money. He's not trustworthy. He's not batuach. He's no guarantee that you're going to get your money back when you lend this guy money. And he's doing it because of the pain that he felt when Tovi said no to him yesterday. That's worse. This is touching on what Natan was saying. And the Chafetz Chaim is saying that you were talking, Natan, about Bezalel actively finding another person to lend him money. That's not an Avera. The Avera would be if now he says to Bezalel, says, don't, Natan, Tuvi's going to come to you in a few minutes for a loan. Don't give him nothing. He's not stable. He doesn't have money. That's not stable. He doesn't have money. Okay? Bevadai, besides Milvachu over Bezel, Isser Nikima Venetira. Two Doraises. Nikima is vengeance. Netira is anger. Just having it in your heart. Listen carefully. This is not bringing out here because it's not relevant so much to his discussion. The issur d'oraisa, Bezalel has a double issur d'oraisa. What's the first one? When he doesn't give the loan to Tovi. That's the issur d'oraisa, vengeance. But in addition to that, he has netira. Netira is bearing a grudge, holding the anger in your heart against Tovi. Because he didn't give him a loan yesterday. Even if he gives him the loan, we're going to see in a few minutes. Even if Bezalel gives Tovi the loan the next day, but he says, you piece of garbage, I'm not like you. I lend. I'm Jewish. And he gives the money to Tovi. I'm not like you. I give. That's an issur d'oraisa also for Bezalel. Why? Because he's have a grudge in his heart. We're going to discuss this. These are the two d'oraisas at play. Od, in addition to that d'oraisa, two d'oraisas, he has a third one on Bezalel. Over Bezeh al issur lashon hara gemura. This is treading on Eitan Rabbi Dreilich's shir in the morning. In addition, when Bezalel opens up his mouth
and tells Natan Potiemkin, don't lend Tuvi money, right? He's not a good credit, he's not credit worthy. He has two Daraises, Nakama, Natira, and rack up a third one, Lashon Hara. He's speaking evil speech about Tuvi. Shehu Yored Bezeh Lechayev Mamish. He's taking away his Parnasa. Yored Lechayev Mamish is an idiom that means taking away his Parnasa to live. V'ayin b'chafetz chayim hilchus rechilus klal hey tse'if hey. Now, down there, what he says is, I have the, in my text, we have what the Chafetz Chaim said over there in Hilchus Lashon Hara. What he wrote was, it's usher to talk about people, a poor person, and say, right, if let's assume someone, Tuvi's looking for a loan, let's stay with Tuvi. Bezalel is usher to go and tell people that he's poor, or he is not financially solvent. He's a poor man, right? You cannot say that. Bezalel can't open up his mouth and speak about Tuvia. Not because, forget about Tuvi rejecting Bezalel yesterday. Let's forget about that. This is just a simple case. Bezalel wants to tell people, don't lend money to Tuvi because he's poor and because he's not financially solvent. That's an isser. Now, you see that Tuvi's driving around in a fancy car, and he has a fancy music machine. He's got fancy equipment. So Bezalel tells him, listen, that's all. He owes that to other people. It's not him. He's leasing the car. He's renting the car. The thing, the organ that he has that makes the music is not even his. You can't even collect it. It's already collateral to the bank. It's not his. This is also an isadar, even though it's true. 100% true. Let's assume that Tuvi has not a shekel in his pocket. His fancy car is not his. It's all to the bank. It's a mortgage to the bank. It's a lease. And the fancy equipment that he has to make music is not his. It's already been five guys already have a lien on that thing to take it away when he doesn't pay them. Still it's Lashon Hara. Why? This is all the Chafetz Chaim in Hilchus Lashon Hara. I'm reading it downstairs. If it gets out in the city that the Tuvi has all debts, he's poor and nothing's really his, no one will lend him any money on credit. That's the Zachar. No one will lend him. He's going to have pain and suffering, Tuvi, because of this publicized information, and he's going to take away his money. Now, the Chafetz Chaim adds more, and he says, you may think that Bezalel is a good man. He's trying to protect Natan Potiemkin from lending him. Remember, this is not the case now where Tuvi rejected Bezalel. Stam Bezalel says, Natan, you have to know, Tuvi is broke. He's got no money. He's in financial debt. All the stuff that he has is not his. He's not a good person to lend money to. So maybe Bezalel's doing a mitzvah of protecting Natan Potiemkin from Tuvi. That's the Hava Mina. Says the Chafetz Chaim, don't even think that. You may think that because he's such at a low level, must be that he really is a bad credit debt. He's not a guy with a good credit rating, and he won't pay back. Says the, and do you hear what he's saying? This is an interesting Yetzer Hara position that a lot of people say, even if they're not going to say it to somebody else. But you may think it yourself, I'm going to lend a poor guy money? He's never going to pay me back. This guy doesn't have any money. How can I lend him anything? That's reasonable. It's rational. Think about it. So now when Bezalel wants to tell Natan, think about it. It's true. He's got nothing. The guy's homeless. He's in the street. He's got nothing. Don't lend him money. He's a bad guy. Says the Chafetz Chaim, nonsense. This is a big move right now, Musar-wise. Big, what he's about to say. Big. Adaraba. Look at what the Chafetz Chaim says. It's the opposite is true. Why? Ulai yirachim alav Hashem. Maybe a Kodesh Baruch will have mercy on this poor guy now that he's so down. And actually make him have mazel.
Look at what the normal person would say. This guy's got no shekel, no job, no nothing. It's a mitzvah to tell everybody not to lend him money. Says the Chafetz Chaim, you're an idiot. It's an iser to tell everybody. You're killing him. It's one thing if Tuvi is a person who you have evidence doesn't pay back loans. Listen carefully to the chiluk of the Chafetz Chaim. If Tuvi doesn't have money to pay back his loans and he's defaulted over and over and over and no one can collect from him, then you may have a heter Bezalel to go tell Natan that he's a bad credit risk, or you know that he steals money from people. He's a swindler. That's a different story. But just to say he's poor and he doesn't own anything and he's got no money in the bank, that is where the Chafetz Chaim draws the line and says, now you're doing an Issa Doraisa, letting people know that he's down on his luck. He has no money. He's not a criminal. The fact that he doesn't have money now is not proof that he's not a good person to lend money to. He could be broke, and when he borrows money, he pays back every shekel. He sells his blood, donates blood to get money. And he'll pay back his debts even though he's poor. That no correlation, says the Chafetz Chaim, between being poor and not being a good guy to pay back his debts. There's no connection between the two. Adaraba, now that he's suffering and he's so destitute, maybe Hashem is going to bless him and have rachamim, says the Chafetz Chaim. Maybe he's going to give him a bracha. Now Tuvi's going to get a bracha. And therefore, the second Bezalel tells people, he's poor. You can't lend him money. He stinks. He smells. He doesn't have new clothes. His clothes are... Don't lend him. That's an Issa Doraisa. The Gedola Mizu Mitzino B'Yoredeya. He says, you're never going to have... Okay, he quotes another thing here. I don't want to go into it. He says, there's no such thing as poor people having no trustworthiness and no ne'manus. And they're worried with all their might on money. And they're just about, there are plenty of rich people who don't pay their debts back and they have the money. And there are plenty of poor people who always pay their debts back no matter how little money they have. So the second you open your mouth and start talking about his financial status, Bezalel, you've done an Issa Doraisa of Lashon Hara on this guy. Okay? Even if it's 100% true, no one's going to lend him money. Okay? So that's one point. Now, one second. Natan Abramson had a question. I pushed him off. Go ahead.
What if, like, Natan Padon can ask Bezalel if he can lend money to... if he should lend money to Tobi? Like, what's Bezalel?
Why not?
Well, he's poor.
So what? You just, don't you hear? Here, poverty is not an indication of whether you're going to pay back the money.
So if Natan asks Bezalel, Tobi's got money to pay back.
Right.
You should say, what should
Bezalel say? Does he have money to pay back? What person has money to pay back when they borrow money?
Would he be talking about?
That's a little strange. You know, usually a guy who's borrowing money doesn't have the money now. You know what I'm saying? Now he may say, I have money coming in from Yaakov Kampf, he owes me money, he's going to pay me and then you're going to get it, or I have a business deal, I have this or that, but usually when they start talking like that, you're not going to get a penny. I'd rather talk to Tuvi and say, Tuvi, do you have any money? No. Why? Because I have no money. I have a bad, bad mazel. But I am going to pay you back. Don't worry. Okay, take the money. That's what he's saying here. Now, I wouldn't lend him $1 million. That's a little retarded, to lend a homeless man $1 million. But to lend him $100, $200, $500, whatever he needs to get himself together, why not? $500, he can work. I got plenty of jobs for you here. Clean the base mattress, cut some hair, you can do it. Let's continue. Okay? Now, that was the Issa Doraisa of Nekama and Netira that could come out for a person who's not a lender, who doesn't want to make loans. If the situation is the reason why you're not giving the loan, I'm going to get to you, is because that other guy didn't do a positive for you, no problem. No problem, no iser, okay? But if the reason is because he didn't lend you, now you have, and you don't lend him for that same reason, nekama, netira, etc., lashon hara. Yes, Rabbi Michael.
This is the first part, so I have to agree. Is there a difference between So Shayla, if we move out of what's going on in Betzalel's heart, in this most recent case, we have to get in Lashon Hara.
Just the din of Lashon Hara to expose Tuvi's poverty with no anger in his heart is an Isser Daraisa. If I say Daryl Michael's a bad credit risk because he's poor, it's bad. Right? If I say Daryl Michael's a bad credit risk because he steals Lulavim, he doesn't pay people, he breaks the Esser, he sells me a lemon and calls it an Esser, then you can, that's not Lashon Hara. Okay? Got it? That's protecting someone from being taken advantage of by you. But stam, because you're poor, it's no connection. That's very important. Keep this in your head because you're going to hear so many amaratzim, intelligent amaratzim who are going to say, he's poor, I'm not lending him money. I only lend my and that is not Torah. That's the whole point of what we're going to be learning now. To say, I'm not lending you money because you're homeless, you're poor, is not Torah. It's the opposite value system. The more in need he is, the more down he is, the more you have an obligation to give him a loan. You hear what I'm saying? It's the opposite. Everything of our brain in lending is the opposite of reality of the Torah. I just want to make this point very clear. Yes, Ar Yehuda, before I leave. I answered you already? Hasdei Hashem. Now, he also brings another tzir in Chafetz Chaim. I don't have to get into all of these cases. V'yoser mizeh. Okay, I already brought this out. I'm back in upstairs in the Chafetz Chaim, in the Avas Chesed. Yoter mizeh. Da'afilu imu meiti vimo. We're back to the case of Tuvi refused to give Bezalel a loan yesterday. Today, Tuvi has the chutzpah to ask Bezalel for a loan. Shocking. Knocks on the door, can you borrow? And Bezalel says, he says, I'm not like you, Tuvi. You didn't do good to me. Take my money. Take the loan. Still, as we said before, over Allah, the Lotitor. He hates him in his heart. That hatred in his heart because he didn't do a positive is an Issur D'Oraisa. Not vengeance, just holding a grudge. Okay? The Bezem More, when he utters these words to Tuvi and says, I'm not like you, I lend. And he gives him the loan. He's testifying that he's holding it in his heart of the hatred in his belibo, sinna belibo. Ela yalvenu belev shalem. Bezalel has to give Tuvi the loan with a full heart and erase the anger that what Tuvi did to him yesterday from his heart. Erase it. V'yisbon. Now, how do you do such a thing? How the heck do you do such a thing? How is Bezalel not devastated? He sees that Tuvi yesterday was walking around with a huge sack of money, right? A huge sack of money. And Bezalel said, listen, I need $100. Lend it to me. And Tuvi said, sorry, I don't do that. And he walked away. The next day, Tuvi comes to Bezalel and says, can you lend me $100? Bezalel's got to be devastated. How can he not have anger in his heart? How? This is one of the kashas we've talked about many times over the years. How on earth can a Kadosh Baruch Hu demand of Bezalel? It's one thing to tell me, give him the loan. I'll give him the loan. No vengeance. But to tell me that I have to erase it from my heart, what happened yesterday? Erase it as if it didn't, I can't be angry at him? How do I do that? So here we go. We're going to get some Torah Musar from the Chafetz Chaim, from the Rishonim now. How do you do this? So he says, Shekot, this is quoting the Rambam, Yizbonin. This is what Bezalel does to get the anger out of him. Shekol divrei ha'olam hazeh hevel v'havai. All of this world, Olam Hazeh, is nonsense. Total and utter nonsense. Ve'einon kedai linkor ve'litor alehem. It's not worth it to take vengeance and to have hatred in your heart for these stupid Olam Hazeh things. This is the Rambam. Okay, we're going to go a little deeper. Now, he says this here, but in the Chafetz Chaim, in this Hilchos Lashon Hara, which Rabbi Drelich skipped,
because he went straight to the halachas. He didn't go into the daraisas. I've said this a few times already. I think it's important to read those 21 daraisas that he brings. 21 or 24? 17 lavim? 14. And 14 ases, that's 31. And 5 klalas for the lashon haras, right? He says over there something fascinating. He quotes the Sefer HaChinuch, who is one of the Talmidim of the Rambam, they say. And he explains how you do this, Sefer HaChinuch. How do you erase it from your heart? So this is the Rambam's approach. Just look at this, at the stupid thing that Tuvi did, Bezalel, that not lending you the money is nonsense. It's nothing in this world. To do have hatred in my heart for a loan, that's what I'm going to ruin my neshama with. It's not worth it. That's the Rambam. We're going to go deeper into this Rambam later. It's not worth it, this Olam Hazet, to aggravate me because he cut me off or didn't do good for me. It's not. I'm too holy. I'm in a different world. That's the Rambam. In the Chafetz Chaim, he says a du svara from another Rishon. What's this one I like? Not that one I don't like, but this one I can connect to that what I'm about to say. He says as follows. He says in the Sefer of the Sefer HaChinuch, I don't have the source, but we'll find it in the Chafetz Chaim. He says as follows, in the name of the Chinuch. He says that there's nothing in this world that can hurt Bezalel if Hashem didn't decide it first. That's the starting position. Meaning to say, if Hashem wanted that Bezalel would have gotten the loan for Tuvia, then Tuvia would have had to give it to him. No matter what. Tuvia would have given it to him. If Tuvia decided not to give it to him, that's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want Bezalel to have that. He wanted him to have the rejection. That's the Sefer HaChinuch. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing happens down here unless there's a gzera in the Shamayim to make it happen. The example he gives, no one can lift a finger down here unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the okay for you to lift your finger. You think you're doing this? No. If Hashem says no, the finger stops. I can't move it. Unless Hashem gives the authorization to every move. That's the Sefer HaChinuch. If so, he says, now that Tuvi did something to him, didn't give him a loan, didn't do a positive. Remember, if Tuvi did a negative to Bezalel, he hurt him, he smacked him, he punched him, he stole his wallet, and then the next day Tuvi comes and asks him for a loan, it's not the same. Now maybe he's allowed to hate him. He's allowed to be angry. He punched me in the face. I asked you for a loan and you punched me in the face. You punk. Here it's now all because the doing a negative is you're allowed, it's a machlokas rishonim, really. It's a machlokas rishonim. When can he be angry, Bezalel? But the simple pshat is, of most of the rishonim, is that if he actively hurts him physically, abuses him, calls him names, curses him, you're allowed to hate him until he does tshuva. Simple pshat halacha, okay? Simple. However, what's the difference between that and what Tuvi did? The difference is that Tuvi didn't hit Bezalel. He didn't do an active negative. He just didn't give him a positive. He just didn't do a nice thing for him. When someone doesn't do a nice thing for you, you're not allowed to hate them for that. For someone not doing something nice, usher to hate. For someone who did a bad thing for you, some Rishonim say you're allowed to hate him. Say for HaChinuch and the Rambam hold, you're not allowed to hate him even if he hits you in the face. You can't hate him. You still have to erase it. Rambam also, erase it. He punched me in the mouth. He called me names. Humiliated me in front of the dorm. How can I not hate him? Says the Sefer HaChinuch, because you had it coming to you from Hashem. And the example that Rabbi Green always used to give to explain this Sefer HaChinuch was a dog and the stick. I'm sure everybody's heard this already, but we'll close with this. Who has a dog here? Anybody own a dog? If you have a dog, did I ever ask you this question already? You've heard me ask this question. If you take a stick and you start hitting your dog, what's he going to do?
besides cry? And who is, if he was an attack dog, what would he try to do? He would try to bite the stick. You're not supposed to say that. Usually you say he's going to bite the person, but that's not true. It's not true. The dog will never go after the guy who is hitting him with the stick. The dog always goes after the stick and tries to bite the tries to get the stick. That's a dog. He doesn't go after the man who's hitting him with the stick. That's not what he's thinking about. So Rabbi Green always used to explain this Chafetz Chaim, this Sefer HaChinuch, that when Bezalel got punched by Tuvi in the face, he says, if you get angry at Tuvi, you're getting angry, you're a dog biting the stick, Bezalel, because Tuvi's just a stick. Who's the one who decided that you're going to get that humiliation or not get the loan? The guy wielding the stick. Who's the guy wielding the stick? Hashem, he's the one. Tuvi's just a stick, so if you want to get angry at Tuvi, you're a dog, like Yonah's dog. You're just biting the stick, biting Tuvi. You're not. Now, who has the guts, and I can't do this the way Rabbi Green used to, say, Hashem, get into my office now. How dare you? How dare you let Tuvi hit me in the face? How dare you? That's what Rabbi Green used to say. Come into my office right now. Right now, God. Who the heck do you think? It's much. No one has the guts to do that. No one would do that. That's apikorsim, whatever. But normal people would immediately, when they realize Hashem did it, then what are they going to think about? Uh-oh, what did I do to deserve this? Why did Hashem make this cheshbon? What am I doing wrong? Introspection, thinking, da-da-da-da. But if you're a dog, you just think about getting the stick. And Tuvi's the stick. So when the guy cuts you off in the line, or the guy does something in the thing, it's Hashem doing it. So how can you be angry, says the Sefer HaChinuch? How can you be angry at Tuvi? He's just a stick. So that's the way to erase it in the heart. Different than this Rambam that says, it's pasnished. Pasnished for you to get angry because of something of Olam Hazeh. Pasnished. It's, you neshome, don't want hatred in you. That's the Rambam, the way he's writing it. Sefer HaChinuch that the Chafetz Chaim brings over there, not here, he's more that something we can work on. You know what I'm saying? That we can integrate into ourselves. That if anybody's hurting me, it's only because Hashem gave the guy a green light. And if the guy gave Hashem gave this guy a green light, then he's just a stick. And therefore Hashem, who executed the judgment that I'm going to suffer right now, is obviously educating me and teaching me something that I had to go through this episode. And that is the way he explains it there. He doesn't bring it here, but I would put it in to help us. Okay? And with that, I think, are we ready to go to Maariv now? Okay, so that's the end of Daraisa number 2 and 3 and 4. He threw in 3 in this sif. Okay, we'll continue, maybe not tomorrow. Whenever we continue next time, we'll be going through the book.